Yeah. The next song up is the Dormouse Choir.
I gave her my heartbeat in the moonlight and dreamt it was something she could feel. Try me in this place where I lie by your side. Try me in this place where the darkest shadows hide.
All right, I thought this was minimal G&G that very dependently leans on the soulful but maybe affected vocal performance. The charisma of the vocal performance kind of makes up for the occasional pitchiness and the way that too many extra syllables are awkwardly crammed into some of those lines. It's not as awkward because of the great delivery, but this song doesn't really have anything for me. I found the song itself a little stressful. There's a lack of resolution, and there's that kind of crooning that teeters towards whining, and it didn't really appeal to me.
Well, I thought this was immeasurably improved by having the guitar in the mix. The last song that they submitted was just a cappella, and it was kind of really hard to make out like what the idea of the song was. So I really appreciated having the G&G arrangement at the very least, although it was also like super quiet and hard to hear. And I did agree that, you know, like the vocals were pretty pitchy at places. I liked the kind of charisma and delivery, though, but it did make it kind of hard sometimes to tell like where the song was actually aimed, you know, like the melody in certain parts of this. I thought it had some wonderful and like, you know, mysterious poetic lyrics. Like I really liked the line, when she replied, the ceiling split open, the stars were one harmonized voice, which I think is just, you know, it's a beautiful line. Like, I don't know what the song is about or like, you know, what is actually happening, but I don't think I'm supposed to. And I really like kind of the imagery that they paint. You know, because I think if you're going to just have guitar and vocals, like, you really have to have strong lyrics, and I think this song has great lyrics. I haven't really made up my mind if I am going to vote for this one or not, just because musically it didn't really strike me at all, but I like the lyrics a lot.
Nice. I appreciated that there was some dynamics in the playing and singing. Like, they very intentionally got loud and very intentionally got quiet in places, and that sort of, sometimes that's hard to lose sight of when you're performing, so I think that's kind of an advanced thing that some people do, so I appreciated that. There were some clunker notes in the chorus that were kind of a drag, but overall, I was swayed by the imagery and the lyrics. Like, I wrote down some lyrics. I thought, I was commanded to slay the gray mare kind of jumped out at me when I first heard it. I'm not sure exactly what that means, and I'm not sure if you're supposed to, but definitely some interesting lyrics in there, which I liked, and along with that kind of delivery, made it seem sort of Dylan-esque, maybe superficially, but it was cool. I didn't hate it, but I also, at the same time, I didn't really understand what their take on the title was. It was just kind of this whooshing sound as the lyrics went over my head, but interesting.
Yeah. Now, we haven't really brought it up until now, but since it's going to appear at least in the next song, we may as well mention that there was an optional challenge in this one, which was ASMR. And these first three songs arguably didn't really incorporate that. I guess arguably because you could probably say that Berkeley Social Scene maybe at least think that they might have. It kind of depends. If they did, they might have layered it so that the ASMR effect, you know, they might argue that it's in the verse and that just the processing or something like that incorporated it well enough to the song that it's not distractingly ASMR.
Right. I'm sure that's the argument that their lawyers are going to make on the boards.
Yeah. Although on the other hand, they have in the past just completely ignored the optional challenge despite having the fight master in the band. So
it's all there in the word optional.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, you know, so these first three songs, I feel pretty comfortable saying either didn't meet the optional challenge or didn't meet it adequately. So it's going to come up in other songs, but I think if you use that at all as any sort of criteria, then it should be, you know, noted that they didn't do that.
All right.
So I had a party last night. I was talking to a friend who came over for this party, and he was talking about how he likes to listen to ASMR videos to go to sleep. And he said there's this whole subgenre of ASMR where it's just people like insulting you and being mean to you. And that's like an entire like subgenre. Have you heard of this? No. I didn't really research this or like get into this aside from like watching one or two videos of like people scratching their head or, you know, brushing their hair or something. But I was kind of fascinated by that. People say it's not like a kink thing, but also it sounds.
Oh, it absolutely has. It's like we're gonna. There's no way that's not a kink thing. Yeah, it's not a kink thing. It's just somebody insulting me in ASMR and dressing up like my mom. That's how is that kinky?
Totally natural.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tonic. I mean, it helps me go to sleep.
Exactly. How could that be kinky? Yeah. When I'm in bed and think, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll say it. I think that ASMR can easily ruin any of these songs, and in some case does. I don't like ASMR because a lot of it kind of sounds like these mouth sounds, these smacks and these ticks and these...
All the stuff I strive to edit out.
Yeah, and one of my big pet peeves is people chewing with their mouth open, and if I can hear that, then I just... I want to leave. I want to go. It's that's a deal breaker for me. So yeah, it's something that's and I realize it's a pet peeve, and I shouldn't have such a strong reaction to it, but somehow I do. And ASMR just fits so well into that, and I'm like, I just can't stand it. It's like fingernails on a chalkboard. Just I hate it.
Good to know.
I brought my bowl of oatmeal here to just like eat into the microphone and
be gumming it through the rest of this.
Yeah, I've got this ramen here and I'm so hungry.